Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, a professor with more than 20 years' experience teaching tens and thousands of students across the world and entrepreneurs, corporates, technologists spread all across the world. I talk to these regular podcasts on my own experiences as an entrepreneur in five countries, USA, UK, Australia, India, and Singapore, and also my tens of thousands of students who are spread across the world. When I talk about today, today's podcast is very, very important. The topic of today's podcast is cryptocurrency a worthwhile investment? First of all, let me tell you that governments across the world are taking a serious note of cryptocurrencies, because cryptocurrencies are based on blockchain technology and they do not have any central authority governing them or issuing them. Actually, you will be surprised to know how many cryptocurrencies are across the world. It is a question to many: with so many cryptocurrencies, do any of them have any value? Let me tell you that today there are 16,394 different cryptocurrencies that are trading across 451 different exchanges, and they are valued at somewhere over $2.2 trillion. Now the question arises that if today or tomorrow you want to start a new cryptocurrency coin, it is possible. It is very easy to do, because the open source code at github.com, you know, allows you to quickly download a cryptocurrency code, set up in the cloud software and talk to the exchanges, and you are up and running in business. Right now, where do the value of the cryptocurrency come from, and is it a worthwhile investment? If you talk to academics, most academics will say that cryptocurrency are a worthless investment. Why? Because cryptocurrencies do not have any government backing them, any central control over them. They are just what the customers are willing to pay. So they are kind of a fad, a fashion, or they do not have any underlying legal tender or legal backing behind them. For example, when you buy ETFs or when you buy stocks, there's the underlying company behind them. When you buy real estate ETFs, there's the underlying real estate behind them. When you buy gold ETFs, there's underlying gold behind them. But when you buy cryptocurrency, there is no underlying asset which is backing the cryptocurrency. So cryptocurrency is mostly what the investors are willing to pay. So you will see that many of the celebrities are endorsing cryptocurrency, using their star power, using their trust to gain a rush towards those cryptocurrencies. And this rush is driving up the value of the cryptocurrencies. You will see that a few days ago, Elon Musk had backed Dogecoin, a relatively new cryptocurrency, saying that he had invested big amounts in the cryptocurrency Dogecoin, and so everybody was rushing to Dogecoin, and the Dogecoin value went up. You will see Matt Damon, the very famous Hollywood celebrity, are backing cryptocurrencies. Okay, you will see many of the commercials are happening at the events like the Super Bowls, and there are the exchanges like crypto.com which help the different currencies trade on their exchanges, and even now some of the mainstream brokers like Interactive Brokers are allowing cryptocurrencies to trade on their platform. So as a professor, as a academic, my advice to my students the academic discussion is that cryptocurrencies, although it might be it might go up in value now, but because there is no backing, because there is no it's more like a fad, because there's no government control, I suggest as an academic discussion that cryptocurrencies should be avoided as much as possible. If some student wants to dabble in cryptocurrencies, I will say that, you know, just have a very diversified portfolio. Do not use any leverage, not even 1 cent, 1 penny leverage, using your own money. You can dabble a little bit in cryptocurrency just to, you know, see what it is like. Okay, as you know, that paper investing never gives the actual, you know, thing, because unless you put actual money into something, you will not deal with the emotions, with the different ups and downs. Paper currency, that is the biggest flaw in, you know, practicing with paper currency, as I tell my students, because paper currency does not factor in the emotions, the, you know, ups and downs, the fear, the greed that is associated with all this currency trading. Okay, the stock market, you know, the stock market is just, you know, driven by human psychology, human greed and human fear. Of course, apart from very fundamental, you know, maths behind them. Okay, so the stock market is more like, you know, a voting machine, where wherever there is more and more popularity, that person wins the election. Just like, you know, stock market, where there's more and more popularity of a stock, the value goes up. Same thing is with cryptocurrency. It is more like a voting machine, a private voting machine, which without any government control. So we'll see, countries like China have totally banned cryptocurrencies, and other governments across the world are taking very, very cautious steps towards cryptocurrency. Because, you know, another thing about cryptocurrency is that many of the underground deals are done using cryptocurrency, because it is very difficult to track. Actually, it is impossible to track, because there is no central control. So, you know, all the, you know, drug dealers and underground mafia and, you know, underground, all the, you know, gun related, you know, purchases and sales, arms and ammunitions, many of them are done using cryptocurrency, because there is no tracking. And the, you know, the bigger governments, the US government, UK government, Australian government, Canada government, they cannot do anything about it, because these are not government controlled, these are not regional, they are global. So it is very difficult to control them. Okay, so as I said again, I'm not a financial advisor, and I will not advise financially. But as an academic, my suggestion to all my students is to be very, very cautious about cryptocurrency, because it is something that do not have any underlying backing. It's more like a popularity machine. As soon as some negative news comes, some popularity, you know, reduces, immediately the value goes down. And it is very, very, you know, prone to very, very wild fluctuations. You know, the stock market is, I would say, much better, much, much better, because there is, of course, there is the companies that are backing each stocks. But in cryptocurrency, there is no backing. Okay, now let me give you an example. Just the other day, the Federal Reserve just told that it would not support any further stimulus after the pandemic, and it will slowly taper down the stimulus. It has been given trillions of dollars of stimulus to the US economy that had propelled the cryptocurrencies going up, because as soon as people had money, companies had money, they invested some amount in cryptocurrencies with the hope of earning much more money, okay, earning bigger returns. But as soon as the minutes of the Federal Reserve meeting happened, the cryptocurrencies went down. The bigger cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, like Ethereum, they suffered the maximum loss, some of them, you know, falling as much as 10%, 13%. Again, as you see, this just proves what I have been saying, that cryptocurrencies have no underlying assets backing them. So it is, you know, prone to wild fluctuations. It is like a popularity machine. And, you know, if any student of mine wants, I always advise them not to use any leverage, because there is no backing behind, no underlying asset backing the cryptocurrencies. But if somebody wants to just, you know, understand a little bit of the cryptocurrency, maybe just a very small amount, very small percentage, maybe less than 5% of the portfolio you can allocate. But again, as I said, this is not an advice. This is an academic lecture session. So please be very, very careful about cryptocurrency. However, some of the governments are also starting cryptocurrencies, like the Chinese government has started digital currency, the Indian government, the US government is also thinking about starting digital currencies. Now, these digital currencies may have some, you know, legal backing by the governments when they come into the market, into the mainstream. Those would be perhaps much, much safer to deal with. But for now, I think cryptocurrency is something that you cannot ignore. You have to study it. You have to be aware of it. But however, be very, very cautious about it. So that's my wrap up for my discussion for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll come up with more and more very interesting issues on this podcast. Stay tuned for more updates. Thank you for listening.